Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
No Cincinnati fans who have now signed a petition, which is the most loser behavior of all time. 30,000
Are you one of the 30?
Signed a petition to let them into the playoffs because the Chiefs mailed in the thing.
It's on change.org. Please tell me you're not one of the 29,000.
I didn't know this existed.
On change.org.
What are they thinking?
Let me give you the exact wording. It's really sad, as Cody said. It's really sad. Here, let me get the exact wording. So here it is. Quote, the Bengals should be in the playoffs as a fourth wild card since the Chiefs obviously threw this game. Under the unfair act clause, the Chiefs throwing the game against the Broncos today should result in the team facing violations for their actions, as they definitely undermine the integrity of the game. The screenshot I have was 23,981 signatures. They need 25,000. It's what a waste of time. How embarrassing. Loser behavior.
They need 25,000. To do what?
To make it an official whatever.
To make it
I don't know.
Take it to Congress.
Go to
the Capitol.
I feel sorry for those. Actually, I don't feel sorry for those people because they're doing it to themselves. That is embarrassing.
I think it's important to note that if you wondered if the Chiefs were really afraid of Cincinnati, here's what, and I guess I'll have you play it so that everyone can hear it.
I got you.
Here's what Travis Kelce had to say on whether or not they're afraid of the Bengals. This is Jason Kelce asking him the question first.
The Chiefs also clinched the number one seed in the AFC, resting their starters, or the majority of them, in week 18. There's some people alleging that it was a purposeful...
I ain't scared of nobody. I wanted them in the fucking playoffs. I want to slay every dragon one by one, like Mortal Kombat. I don't even want this to be like we play the lowest seed. Just give me the best teams. AFC, NFC. Give me all of them, Mortal Kombat style. I'll go through every one of them, giving them my best effort.
You didn't want to see the Bengals in Burrowhead or in Cincinnati.
I'll play them at the Walmart parking lot. Listen, I love competing against the greatest. The Bengals were a fun team to watch there towards the end of the season. It's a shame they didn't make it in the playoffs, because they would have made the playoffs that much crazier and that much more fun.
I mean, Burrow put up over 4,000 something yards. Like, it was something crazy. He had a great year. Chase and T.
That was one of the wackiest years of football I've ever seen from a team that I thought was 10 times better than what their record showed. I know that just playing against them. We didn't throw any game. Guys were out there competing their off, trying to get a win. It wasn't a fun game to be a part of. And I'm just sitting here on the sideline like, hey, boys, don't let ruin our mojo. It's go time. We got to flip that switch and know we're the biggest, baddest team out there.
Thank you, Travis. I mean,
he did pay your team a compliment there at the end. But you heard the rest.
Again,
I played him in a Walmart parking lot. I don't care.
Travis might have signed the petition. He wants him in.
Yeah, again, print the shirts. Best 9-8 team in NFL history. You guys can rock those orange shirts in Cincinnati all day.
And I hope they don't make it. Shout out to Travis, though.
I almost got a shirt printed for you, like one of those cheap, cheap ones, and just handed it. And it would have been
going to get on Temu and get something.
Yeah, or just one of those custom, cheap, crappy shirts.
Yeah,
and just with best 9-8 team in NFL history. You would have rocked it. You would have rocked it.
Could have ended up in the garage show eventually.
It would have. Yeah.
As much as the text line in Kansas City hates Joe Burrow, I think they'd really, really be disappointed in how much Chris Jones and Travis Kelce actually like Joe Burrow.
So I've told you, I don't hate Joe Burrow. I can't stand that team as a whole, as a unit, their fans, the mayor of Cincinnati, they've all done it to themselves. Joe Burrow himself has actually been pretty quiet. He's never really said anything negative about the Chiefs. It's Jamar Chase. It's T. Higgins. It's Mr. Burrowhead and whatever the hell. I already forgot his name. That's how irrelevant he is. Whoever said the Burrowhead thing, I don't remember his
name. Mike
Hilton. That guy.
He's one of the best slot corners in the NFL.
I honestly forgot. That guy. That's what I can't stand. And their fans coming up with petitions like this crap. There's a lot of reasons why Chiefs fans can't stand Cincy. Burrow actually is not the... I actually don't have a problem with Burrow. He might actually, out of the entire group there, might be the most likable. Mm. Even if he's kind of arrogant, but he backs it up.
You're in the minority with that.
Very arrogant. You know, Macaulay Culkin over there. He's very arrogant. Oh, come on now. Come on now.
He has some swag. He has some swag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, people would call Patrick Mahomes arrogant. I wouldn't argue.
Yeah.
He's arrogant
too. I'll be darned if I see Sam Darnold score a touchdown to start Gritty, and that would be okay. I didn't know Sam Darnold was like that. That's what I would say. Joe Burrow's like that. I will say, the fact that Jason Kelce called it Burrowhead and nothing.
He's doing that to try to get Travis's skin.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.